Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of freedom, wellness, peace, and justice for all sentient beings. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. In this episode, we're joined by Martina Mercer, the founder of Radio Lumini. Martina joins us from East Sussex, England, UK. Martina Mercer launched her online station, Radio Lumini, in May 2021, with a view of providing an alternative platform for free-thinking people to produce and broadcast a wide range of shows and many genres of music. A qualified radio journalist, Martina has worked in the entertainment broadcasting arena for over 10 years. Her vast experience in radio has been gained whilst at community radio stations. Throughout this program, we'll be hearing the music of Mobius Loop, a reggae and folk band, all vegan, in the UK. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. We're very fortunate to be joined by Martina Mercer, the founder of Radio Lumini. And Martina is joining us from East Sussex, England, UK. Welcome, Martina, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Marlene, for inviting me. I'm very excited. I've been listening to your shows for a very long time.
Oh, thank you. And I'm really excited about Radio Lumini, so we'll hear all about that, and also your vast experience in life. So I'd like to start with hearing about veganism. How long have you been a vegan?
Well, only a short time compared to many other people I know. It's been almost 2 years. It actually started in 2016 when I met a lovely lady called Michelle Hatch, who has since become one of my best friends, and it took her 4 years. But in the end, I realized what she was saying. I was a vegetarian at the time, but I didn't really understand about what happens in the dairy industry and the egg industry. So when it clicked in my mindset, I became fully vegan.
Nice. That's nice to hear. Thank you. And how does the fact that you are a vegan impact your passion and your endeavor and your dedicated work with Radio Lumini?
Well, I set Radio Lumini up as Compassion for Humans, for a platform for people that are unheard to have a voice. But obviously that also spreads out into animals, because obviously they don't have a voice, but they do, but we don't speak their language. And the veganism part in Radio Lumini came about with the NBR acres, when we discovered that vivisection is still rife. The vivisection, and then it's just gone on from there, really.
Yes, I'm always happy to see that Radio Lumini is involved with a lot of activism to stop the violence and create justice and peace and safety for all beings on this planet. And so I'm really grateful for you, Martina, for spreading the word, and especially with your great platform. So yes, I'd love to hear more about Radio Lumini, an alternative platform for people to produce and broadcast a wide range of shows and many genres of music.
That's right. I created it to raise the vibrations to help heal nations. The music is to raise the vibration, but we also have many podcasts that bring about the awareness of what actually goes on behind the scenes, behind the news that is fed to us by the mainstream media. We have shows like Beyond the News, we have Esoteric Perspectives, we have Galactic Zoo, and these shows are about delving a bit deeper into the news.
What brought you to starting Radio Lumini?
Well, in all honesty, it was to do with the lockdown. So obviously, I found myself indoors a lot. So what I did is I set up my own podcast called Martina Unshaken, Unstirred, and Very, Very Dry. And during 2020, I spoke to many, many people, and we discussed a lot of what was going on. And I used to kind of say, I'd like to come today to say to people, I told you so. But now those days have come. I don't say that to people because I'm just filled with compassion for people, what they've been through. I worked with other stations for about 10 years, and I found that you had to kind of follow what they want you to follow, like your own playlist. You can't choose your own music. You're not allowed to say certain things. You're not allowed to say certain words. And I just wanted to start a platform that people can be themselves. All inclusive. I love it. I love working with so many wonderful, talented people. And actually, Radio Lumina is like a stepping stone for people, really. Come in, get some experience, and then move off into other branches. Like my lovely protege at one of the radio stations I was working at for a while. She was my intern. And now, I mean, she got a first in her degree, and now she's a journalist in London.
And speaking of members of the team, with Michael...
Spicer.
Yes.
Michael Spicer introduced me to Vegan Nation. I met Michael Spicer on the side of the road, outside NBR Acres, where they breed puppies to torture and eventually kill them. And he was the very first person I ever interviewed about animal rights, animal activism. He was very, very eloquent. And the next time I met him was also outside the road, outside a laboratory that uses these poor dogs and other animals to experiment on. And we have since become very good friends. He's very passionate, a very, very compassionate activist, very nice chap. I respect him a lot.
Yes, me too. And I'm very grateful for Michael. And for the other vegan activists, too, dedicating time. Oh, so much, like at that, for the beagles, for the vivisection, and, of course, all the activists for all the animals that are unfortunately enslaved in the animal exploitation industries. And I'm thrilled, again, that you are a vegan and that you started Radio Illumini to provide a alternative platform for people to express their views and, of course, to share the great genres of music. And I'm very impressed with your history of being involved in many aspects of careers prior to launching Radio Illumini in 2021. So could you tell us a little bit about some of the other activities that you've been involved in your life?
Well, when I used to go to visit Camp Beagle as much as I can, really, because it is quite far from where I live. And I was sitting there in one of the tents, because obviously people are camping all outside along the road. And I was sitting there, I thought to myself, I used to work for Glaxo, and I used to sit there. I was a vegetarian at the time, a vegetarian for years. And I used to sit there, come back from lunch, and start typing up all these experiments that were done on cats and dogs and humans. But at that time, to me, it was just a job. So this is how I can understand the mindset of the people that work in the industry. It's kind of like a job. It's that you're getting paid for it. It was many, many years ago. So that clicked in my head, because people weren't trying to understand how people can work in that environment. And even people like Doug Moore, actually, he's also somebody very good to talk to. He worked in an abattoir for years. His interviews are, you know, heartbreaking when he talks about what happened there. And also worked for IBM. So they're all the technology side of life, isn't it? I worked in investment banking for 11 years. Yes, what else? In South Africa. I lived in South Africa many years and I worked in the hotel trade. And that's how I became not as shy as I was before, because you're dealing with people all the time. But yeah, I was born in Berlin. I grew up in London. I lived in South Africa for many years. Then I came back to London and England. And time has just gone by so fast, Marlene. And looking back, it has been a very interesting life, come to think of it, and it still is. So everything I've learned to this point has brought me to the point where I can actually, you know, head up a radio station and work with loads of different people and bring a lot of different subjects into the light, because that is what needs to be done in this day and age, is to bring the dark into the light and lighten up a bit, really. But also, I've been on radio stations since 2010. So I just started out as a guest on somebody's show, then I became a co-presenter, and then I became my own presenter in my own rights. And I learned a lot about radio behind the scenes when, you know, working with them. So, you know, I'm one of these people that like to start the job. And if I like it, I kind of stick in it. And then I decided to study, and I became a radio journalist. So basically, I was learning stuff that I already knew, because I was already doing the job, if you know what I mean. So, yeah, I love it. Love it. Bring in the light. Or bring in people's stories into the light as well. It's fantastic. Everybody has a story to tell.
Nice, nice. Thank you, Martina. We're listening to Martina Mirza, the founder of Radio Illumini. You tune into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. And now we'll have a little musical interlude. This is May All Beings Be by Mobius Loop.
No way you can keep your cage. Keep roaming and we'll be okay. Free as the freest birds. Keep singing and we will be heard. It's a new day and the sun will shine. Keep singing and we'll be just fine. Say, no brainer, it'll take more time. Keep singing and we'll be just fine, maybe.
Break. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. We're joined by Martina Mirza, the founder of Radio Illumini, an online radio station based in East Sussex, England, UK. And I'd love to hear more details about your work as a radio journalist.
As a radio journalist, well, I interview people. I now even carry my recorder around with me everywhere for a little chance to grab hold of anybody if they want to, you know, just say hello or well wish our listeners a happy new year. I ask questions, I edit because in radio journalism now you do everything. You do, you set up, you produce the interview, you do the interview, you edit the interview, then you broadcast the interview. It's not like in the olden days where you just had your interview, you know, you went out and did a bit of journalism and gave it to somebody else to read out over the news. But yeah, it's that now. And you have to, in a certain way, as radio journalist, you have to keep it succinct because people only really have one chance to hear what you're saying. So it needs to be said in a certain way because they can't go back and read it again. So the information needs to be short, sharp, and to the point.
Nice. And speaking of short and sharp and to the point, I would love to hear how you have veganized some traditional dishes in that, as a vegan, even though we know veganism is much more than just about food, but since that's a big part of our daily lives is food.
Well, I am one of those naughty vegans that kind of just get stuff out the freezer and stick it into my air fryer. But I do love a Buddha bowl. And I even looked up how to make, you can make your own little spreads on top with peanut butter, with maple syrup, shake that all up. You've got yourself a nice little blend to put on the salads. My palate has changed, my taste palate, because when I was vegan, I was vegetarian for many years, but obviously I still had cheese and eggs. I do miss a bit of cheddar every now and again, but because of my mindset, racked with guilt, even if I had a little crumb, so I wouldn't even taste it. But that's one thing I do miss in a way, and lots of people say they do as well, is the cheese. But once again, we are conditioned to eat that from a child, aren't we? So, and finding the right non-dairy milk to go in my tea, because being English, I do like a nice cup of tea. And I found one, well, a friend of mine found one that I like, that you don't really taste the difference. That's the only thing, really. Was the palate changing when you're used to certain foods. It's amazing how your mindset does change, because like somebody said, there is no such thing as an ex-vegan. You can be ex-plant-based, but you can't ever be an ex-vegan, like you cannot be an ex-suffragette.
That's right. Always keep in mind the victims and who's suffering as a result of our choices. And like we mentioned earlier, you know, we're just born into this world and conditioned, and so it's nice that the vegan evolution is happening so that it is shifting away from a world of exploitation, slavery, and violence into a world of peace and justice and harmony. And speaking of harmony, Martina Mercer, you are the great example of harmony. And so thank you again for joining us on Vegan Nation. We're coming to a close in the interview for today. What additional messages do you have for our listeners?
Be kind, be happy, don't worry. All is well. Whatever you want, you will manifest. Start with the end in mind and you'll get whatever you want. Be grateful, be kind, be compassionate.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And what contact and resource information do you have for our listeners about Radio Illumini?
You can just look us up on the internet, Radio Illumini, and Illumini is the Italian word for enlightenment, light, and that is Illumini. Some people pronounce it Illumini. And if you go to our website, you'll find out how to listen to us. We're online, we're on smart speakers, we're on cell phones. Yeah, we're in the ether. Even if nobody's listening, the word is still getting out.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you very much, Martina.
You're welcome, Marlene. Thank you.
Martina, with Radio Illumini, I've noticed that you are involved in many community events that help people, human people and animal people. So can you please tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, that's right. So the first year we were in operation and we found out about the NBR puppies, we had a Christmas festive fundraiser and raised a couple of grand for them to help them live outside in the freezing cold along the road or to whatever, to help them with their costs. And then this summer, we have a lovely friend called Billy and he runs the Animal Rescue Retreat in Tenterton in Kent. And we had a wonderful summer festival where we had bands playing, people came along and gave talks. We had animal activists sharing their knowledge and selling things. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful weekend, like a little mini camp out. And then at Christmas, we had the most amazing winter market, like a Christmas market at the Animal Rescue for Billy and Co. It's him and his family and his crew that run it. And just hundreds and hundreds of people turned up, ran out of mulled wine, Sacre Bleu, you know what I mean? But yeah, it's just so fantastic to be a part of a group that arranges, because it's not just me, I have people to help me. I had Adrian, he's a stage manager. Terry looked after all the stores, and her daughter Becky, she did all her social media, and it was just awesome. Hundreds and hundreds of people turned up. They roasted chestnuts. They had lovely stores selling pretty things. It was just amazing and raised loads of money. There was even the retreat. They had a kiss a cow where you could pay some money, go and kiss a cow. Beautiful. It was lovely, lovely. And we have another one arranged for the 24th of June this year, and it's going to be a Midsummer Night's Dream fete, where it's going to be all fairies and Midsummer Night's Dream. So also to raise money for the retreat, Rescue Retreat in Timston. And we will also be arranging human charity events, because obviously we need help too. But yes, Marlene, I have joined up with Adrian, and we are looking into throwing some lovely charity events for humans. We haven't decided which charity to support yet, because there's so many of them. It'll be somebody local to go with.
Beautiful. Thank you, Martina and team.
Because you know what, Marlene? Even though I do run Radio Lumina like I do, I still have people around me that help me with things. You know, another thing as well, which I didn't realise, because I've learned all about veganism since also my friend Michelle Hatch, things like, it is the sacred feminine, isn't it, Marlene?
Yes, it is definitely the sacred feminine. The rise of the sacred feminine is veganism, for sure.
Bright bless you, Marlene. You're an angel. Bright blessings.
Thank you. You too. You too, Martina.
Well, that's another thing about Radio Lumina. It's about planting the seed and educating. Planting the seed and educating people as to what is right, really.
We're listening to Martina Mirza, founder of Radio Illumini. Martina joins us via Skype from East Sussex, England, UK. Much thanks to Martina for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Oh, it's so exciting. So happy.
And I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation. Let's go out with more of Mobius Loop, a vegan band in the UK. This is the Hemp Milk Song.
If you want some milk but don't want animals to bleed, then bless that mother's udders and just milk yourself a seed. All you need's a blender, strain of water, seed and jug, and 30 seconds later you will have a creamy mug of hemp milk. It's such a lovely day, and I've just made myself some milk in such a lovely way. Can't complain, just blend hemp seed with water and give it all a strain. Hemp milk is really good for you, pour it on your cereal or have it in your brew. Hemp milk, the healthiest around, the greatest source of protein that humans ever found. Humans ever found. Hemp milk, the House of Lords who subsidize the dairies and glorify the wars. Hemp milk, no need to rape a cow, and we can end their suffering right now.
Those hounds are chasing a fox. I've just seen it with my own eyes.
You call it cooling, we call it killing. We can see the blood you're spilling. We are here.
Foxtrot, Tally Ho Down.
Now leave them baby foxes alone. Leave them baby foxes alone.
Back on Mobius Loop.
Now leave them baby foxes alone.
A gypsy folk band, all
leave
vegan.
Them baby foxes alone. In my country, they killed all the wolves and the boys and the rabbits and the badgers were killed. There was nowhere to run for the wild animals. Nowhere to run for the wild animals.
Thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Please join us again next week at the same time.
Tally,
ho!
Tally,
ho!
Red coat think we don't know your code. Tally,
ho!
Tally,
ho!
Red coat think we don't know. When the fox is seen and the huntman screams, streets pack a bloodhounds to attack, but not seen. Like he's on the attack. But the fact of the matter is we film the attack, so we'll see about that. Yes, we'll see you in court, even though you're above the law. Cause your brother's in the House of Lords and your courtroom verdict's just been bought.
The V. views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management.
You call it slaughter, we call it torture. We can hear their sons and daughters. We are here, here to witness and to rescue all your victims. 'Cause people keep eating the bodies of slaughtered slaves. Back on your plate now, who you gonna blame now? Leave them baby piglets alone. Leave them baby piglets alone. Strong, hey!
Program again at vegansradio.com and at wcuw.org/community/vegannation. This is Mylene in Massachusetts, wishing you a safe and pleasant day. Much thanks to WCUW 91.3 FM. Much thanks to Martina Mercer and Radio Illumina. Thanks to vegan activists and educators worldwide. And big thanks to Mobius Loop for their beautiful music. Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation.